John on the program from Daybreak Enterprises. It's Dawn Cook. She is the executive coach. And Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Daybreak Enterprises, you're an executive coach. Tell us what you do.
Well, I offer executive coaching, consulting, and training to small and medium-sized businesses in the area. And it's anyone who's interested in developing their employees to be better. I specialize in emotional intelligence because research has shown that better emotional intelligence leads to better leaders, which leads to better performance. So we like to prove that every day.
Sounds very civil. Tell us. tell them.
You know, it is very civil. It was all I could do not to jump in on this conversation because you are exactly talking about attorneys with emotional intelligence. So I'm thrilled to hear that, actually. So kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Well, break that down a little bit more. What do you mean by emotional intelligence?
Okay, thank you for asking. It used to be that no one had ever heard of it, and now at least people have heard of it, but they don't necessarily know what it means. So emotional intelligence is the art and science of being smart with emotion. There are four components. The first one is self-awareness. Do I know what I'm feeling in the moment and why I'm feeling it? The second one is self-management. Okay, so I have these emotions. Now what do I do with them to be productive? The third is social awareness. Am I aware of what's going on with other people's emotions? And the last one is relationship management. How do I navigate those conversations effectively when someone else's emotions might be getting in the way?
So, Dawn, why focus on emotional intelligence among all the different ways you could craft your practice? Why focus on that particular expertise?
Great question. There has been research upon research that's proven emotional intelligence is responsible for about 80% of our success in the world. And if you think about it, if you were to think about who in your life has been instrumental in motivating you or incenting you to perform, the first thing you're probably going to say is not, well, they knew what they were doing, they were a know-it-all, and they didn't really care about my opinion. You know, you're going to say someone who was not only a visionary, but someone who was empathetic, and they really took your information or your ideas to heart. So they made you feel respected and understood. That's part of being emotionally intelligent.
So is that something that you're born with? Can you develop it? I assume you could.
I hope you could develop it, or Dawn's wasting a lot of her
time.
Right, That's right.
My business will go bankrupt.
Mike and I need all the help we can get, so.
Yes, you absolutely can develop your emotional intelligence, unlike your IQ, which stops developing around age 25, because that part of the brain that's responsible for that stops developing.
Wow, so, that explains a lot. Okay.
It really does.
Well, the good news is, yes, you can keep – it's not that you can't keep getting smarter, because you can keep adding technical knowledge to your IQ, which is how you store and process it. But the emotional intelligence piece, or EQ as we call it, can be developed way into your 60s and 70s. And I guess after that point, we just don't care. But I'll give you an example of how you can develop it. Have you ever been around someone who pretty much it was their way or the highway and they just didn't really listen? They really – oh, we're pointing fingers in here.
Thank God it's radio, huh?
And so your opinion just didn't matter, right? And if that person wanted to influence you to do something, were you eager to get on board or were you resistant? Probably a little resistant, right? So they were demonstrating a lack of empathy. They really didn't care about what your opinion was or how you felt about something. So what I do is if I have a leader who's like that, I can help them recognize that they are shutting down their employees when they do this and have them do a really simple technique, which I call ARC, ask, reflect, confirm. Ask to make sure you understand what their position is, reflect back to say, this is what I'm hearing you say, and potentially even how you feel about it, because people like to know that what they've been heard, their emotions have been heard, and then let them confirm that you actually understood. That's a very simple, effective technique for empathy. So just by doing that, you raise your emotional intelligence.
We're talking with Dawn Cook with Daybreak Enterprises here on North Fulton Business Radio. And we're talking about feelings and emotions and things like that.
Feelings.
But when it comes to – you want to sing a verse? When it comes to business, though, I mean, can that really affect the bottom line?
Oh, you know, I'm so used to hearing that it's a touchy-feely thing. And unfortunately, there are people who really don't understand how it affects the bottom line. But it is – affecting bottom lines all over the world. There's all kinds of research out there that are in case studies that show just how it does affect the bottom line. For example, back in 2002 or 2003, I think it was, Sheraton Studio City embarked upon a mission to improve several things, one of which was guest satisfaction. They wanted to increase their sales. They wanted to decrease turnover. So what they did was they actually trained their leadership and their desk front staff on emotional intelligence, and then they offered follow-up coaching for the next 6 months. And what happened as a result is they had the turnover went down by about 20%, guest satisfaction went up 8%, and market share went up 23%. So yes, it does impact the bottom line.
So Don, let's talk though about maybe some clients that you've worked with directly and some of the impact that you've had with them.
Certainly. Well, I don't want to name names, of course.
Of course.
But I will reference one in particular that he's just such a perfect example of a success story. And I've taken this off my website, so if you want to see the full story, it's under the results tab on daybreakeq.com. But this individual is a general manager for a division of a multi-million dollar company. And his division was leading the organization in profitability by about 60%. He was also leading the company in turnover by about 35%. So six key employees had left over the last year or two, citing him as the reason. So we started the engagement. We did a 360 assessment and basically found out that, you know, while he was super bright, and he knew the business, and they totally acknowledged, you know, how smart he was, but he knew it, and he wouldn't let anyone else contribute. So the feedback I shared with him, you know, it's sort of a love-hate relationship. They love how bright you are, but they hate how you make them feel. So when we did the work, we ended up doing a survey at the beginning with his peers, and they're like, yeah, good luck. And then midway through, they said, wow, we see some progress. And at the end, it was, well, just how high can we erect the statue in your honor for the work that you did? I said, well, time out. I didn't do anything. He did the work. And that's the secret of coaching is if you're going to coach someone, they have to be willing to do the work. So it's not about the coach. It's about the person being coached.
She makes this sound awfully simple, Mike. I mean, there's got to be more to it than that. So why don't you give our listeners a tip or two about how they can improve their emotional intelligence if something that you've said resonates with them?
Oh, okay. One tip. Let's see. Let me frame this up first before I give you the tip. There's a term called emotional hijack, which most people probably have never heard of. I think Daniel Goleman may have phrased it or coined the phrase. And what that means is you're probably familiar with the fight or flight response.
Yes.
Okay. So what that is actually your brain going on an emotional hijack, where your emotions are hijacking your logical brain. And when that happens, we lose the ability to actually have cognitive thought processing. And sometimes we can't think or speak properly. We can't make good decisions. We can't problem solve. So there is a really good way for you to try to stop that process, because when that happens, you really can't have a good conversation. You can't be productive. And so what you want to do is try to get that logical brain back in gear so that you can engage in a good, thoughtful way. So a tip for that is to practice what we call mindfulness. Not sure if you've heard of that, but it's very similar to meditation in that it's the art of being fully present now without judgment and being able to experience what's happening in the moment now. So a way to practice that, and this is sort of an interesting little way. When you brush your teeth, what do you think about?
How I'm brushing my teeth.
Good for you. That's part of being mindful. A lot of people, when they brush their teeth, they think about everything they've got to do for the day, and their mind goes in 25 different directions. If you literally stay focused on brushing your teeth, and you keep focused on that, you are practicing mindfulness. In other words, you're having your mind mind you, because you're staying focused on what you want to focus on rather than allowing your mind to wander. If it does wander, you just notice it, bring it back, no scolding, and you've essentially done a brain bicep. And what that does is that teaches your mind to mind you, and that enables you to stay fully focused in the moment. It's also shown from research that when you practice mindfulness, it makes your brain less reactive. It makes you more compassionate and more empathetic. It also reduces stress and enables you to sleep better. So who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't? I want that.
I want that.
Well, in the time we have left, a couple more really quick questions. First of all, is there a sweet spot as far as businesses that you work with that you seem to really cater towards? Or, you know, what does your client look like?
I work with small to medium-sized businesses, sometimes business owners. A lot of times I work with leaders but I will also work with teams. And it's really anyone who's experiencing challenges in the workplace. You know, emotional intelligence issues show up a lot of different ways. So it's organizations that might be having trouble with collaboration, communication, turnover, people working in silos, people not trusting each other. Employee engagement is low. They need to bring it up. Or employee turnover is high. They need to bring it down. Those are the kinds of things that are reflective of a need for emotional intelligence, coaching, and training.
All right. So for those business leaders that would like to reach out and find out more, maybe have a discussion with you to see if they need your services, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. They can reach me at daybreakeq.com or just send me an email, dawn@daybreakeq.com. I've also got a Facebook page, which is Daybreak Enterprises, and then, of course, a Twitter account, Daybreak EQ, or they can call me, 678-907-9491.
Absolutely. I feel like we just skimmed the surface, but great stuff, Dawn. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Dawn Cook with Daybreak Enterprises here on North Fulton Business Radio.